If you're ready to live your life with passion, bliss, euphoria, and a freedom you never knew was possible, then this show is for you. Join celebrity host Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in reaching it all, as she shares her knowledge for unlimited finances, wealth, love, joy, and unbridled living. This is Passionate Living. And now, Dame Nicole Brandon.
Well, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. We have such an exceptional and extraordinary show tonight. As the holidays are near and we're really looking at business in a different way, I love the lead-in to this show. I think it was absolutely perfect. And tonight we are talking with a friend, a mentor, a hero of mine, Steve D'Annunzio, and we talk about business in an entirely different paradigm. He is the CEO and the founder of Mission Driven Advisor and of the Soul Purpose Institute. He has authored many books, co-authored many books, and he works with executives, professional athletes, and high-performance companies. And one of the key features is that he really helps individuals and corporations transcend and everything in their life that undermines their happiness, their health, and their wealth, and totally flips it and open doors like never before. And I'm excited and I'm elated to talk about business, an entirely new paradigm, as I welcome to the show Steve D'Annunzio. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me here.
It's such an honor and such a privilege to have you here. And I've been a fan of yours, you know, and your work for a very long time. And I just recently, you know, was reading your book and I was blown away by the clarity in which you teach and which you explain and the wealth of information, the fountain of information. And I found that on every page that I was evolving and that I was growing and that my mind was expanding in the process. And so I guess one of my favorite questions to ask guests at the top of the show is always the did you know factor when you were a little boy and you were 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and, you know, other boys wanted to be, you know, doctors or firemen or the president or, you know, baseball players. Was there something innately in you that was always helping people, or did something happen in your life this just clicked and opened the door to this business and this extraordinary world?
I always knew that not only that I was here to do something that helped humanity alleviate the suffering of the human condition, but I really believe everybody has something in them, has the potential to be great, has some important purpose that I call soul purpose. So what a great question. I mean, I have a first memory at age 2 of wearing a Halloween mask and tearing it off and saying, I can't wear masks. But it was a metaphor for being authentic in this lifetime and really finding my true self and my true face and my true purpose.
Wow. I love that. What a great answer. And I know you also have a music background. And so is harmony something? I mean, I think about harmony in music, but you really teach harmony in an entirely different way to businesses, to companies, for people to get along, to communicate. And so is harmony part of the tapestry of what you teach and how you teach?
Yeah, very much so. So teaching how to connect to people, because I believe that the first distinction is understanding when we're connecting with people that the real purpose of human connection and the real purpose of human business is to improve the welfare of humanity. And if we're going to do that, it's got to be by recognizing that people are the prime asset in this world. And it's one of the hallmarks of what I call conscious capitalism or enlightened entrepreneurship, that if we're going to understand the principles of helping the world become a better place, it begins with understanding that money is not the prime asset in this world, but rather people are. And so, of course, harmony and connecting to people would just be a natural outcropping of that belief.
Wow. I've watched you teach. I've been astounded in watching you on stage. One, because you're just so magnetic on stage, but also there's something in the way that you share information that makes it so completely accessible for people. And it also is an enthusiasm and an excitement. People are just overjoyed to be there and to be part of the change or to be part of the opening or part of the bridge into the grand new world of success and wealth and growth and a company or a corporation. And so what do you think allows people to open so completely to this work?
That innately they want and have a series of goals that they want to accomplish and don't know how to accomplish them. That much like so many great authors talk about success habits or success principles or success laws, that most people don't know how to accomplish their goals, don't know these habits of highly effective people, don't know the laws of love, don't know the success principles, don't know the enlightened ethics that work, no matter what the context is, to help us live a harmonic life, a great life, live our life purpose, and accomplish our goals. So what makes people open to the work is that they're struggling. Many people are struggling, and they want to do better and know they can do better, and they don't know how to bring the greatness out, and that's what our company is all about.
I love that. It's so incredible. Now, you have two companies, and both I am just absolutely enriched and enamored with the names. The Soul Purpose Institute, let's start there. I mean, it's the best name ever on the entire planet. How did you come up with the Soul Purpose Institute? Because I just absolutely love it. And I think as we talk about leading and living a passionate life, there's something about the soul purpose that rings true in all of us.
Yeah, so if you read some of the great authors, like Joseph Campbell talked about following your bliss, and so many people over the last 30 or 40 years in the transpersonal development movement have talked about follow your bliss, you're here for a reason, find out what your life purpose is. But many people didn't realize, what is the block to really finding our purpose? And what I find is that most people don't know that there is a defect in the thinking mind called ego. In fact, Sigmund Freud said that the ego is the thinking mind. And so we identify ourselves as the thinking mind. And interestingly, thoughts get in the way of discovering our life purpose. So the idea of soul purpose came from moving to the highest realm of potential, physical realm being the lowest realm, mental realm, where most people are stuck in the mind, the middle realm, and the realm of soul, the highest realm. And when we get into the realm of soul and really look down on our life with greater clarity, that's when oftentimes we can see our purpose, and hence the name Soul Purpose Institute.
It's fantastic. It really is. And your other company, Mission Driven Advisor, you take companies and corporations to the highest level. And so was there something in you that said, okay, I want to differentiate this, or is Soul Purpose riding through Mission Driven Advisor?
Well, Soul Purpose is for people that have a desire to find their life purpose and put it into a business model that can create value and that they can make a living from. So that's the distinction for Soul Purpose. Mission Driven Advisor was something I was called to. I never really liked the financial services industry, but interestingly, I was born in it. My mother was in the insurance business. My father was in the insurance business. I did not want to be in the insurance business. I had no love for the insurance business whatsoever. But I kept finding that as I had become an executive coach, most of the people that were coming to me that wanted my services were financial services professionals. So I finally figured out that a lot of life is not about what I want, but more and asking the question kind of differently. What is wanted of me? So I started to realize that it was wanted of me by the universe, God, whatever, to work with financial services professionals. And so really what Mission Driven Advisor about is helping financial advisors who are typically focused on making money go deeper and focused on creating value, a deeper meaning when they're sitting with their clients than just managing their assets, but actually finding out what's going on in their life, really serving a higher mission, helping people understand money, becoming their financial coach, helping them save more, helping them protect their money to a greater degree. So there's a much different intention behind Mission Driven Advisor than just making money. Now, paradoxically, the people that are leading with intention and leading with their mission in Mission Driven Advisor are making more money.
That's great. That's so exciting. I'm sure for the people that are working in the companies, they just must be over the moon.
Well, many of them think I'm crazy, but
And so what happens? Somebody starts with you, and then tell me a scenario a year from then, where mm-hmm. somebody would be or where their business would be, what it looks like to be able to step into. Because when we come back from the break, and I know we're jumping in just a minute, and I'd love to talk to you about your book, Prosperity Paradigm, but for somebody to actually step into an entirely different paradigm,
yeah.
or level of consciousness in business.
Yeah. So it runs the gamut. It's as varied as there are people in the world. I mean, some people join the course and quit halfway through the year, but that's pretty rare. We're really sticklers about making sure there's a good fit with clients in our coaching program. The predominance of people come into our course and have radical shifts in their ability to earn because they're leading with their intention. They're not out there. For instance, what sounds better to you? If someone called you up and said, hey, I want to talk to you about your insurance needs, which is really boring, or I'd love to talk to you about helping you make every dollar work harder, smarter, faster, safer by using a series of principles that are timeless. And when I teach you these principles, I think it would radically change your financial world. And so when people hear the latter, which is much more engaging than the former, people begin to be drawn to that kind of offer. So what happens when people work with us is they have radical shifts, not only in their inner world, but in their outer world and their performance.
Just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Wow. When we return, I'd love to talk to you about Prosperity Paradigm and the book and some of the principles that come along with that. And as we step into the new year and leading and living a passionate life, imagine if your business could be not only an entirely different level, but an entirely different paradigm of consciousness, wealth, growth, and happiness. It would be really a fabulous way to start the new year. So more with Steve D'Annunzio when we return here on Passionate Living on our new home on Times. And when we're on the break, you might want to think about what it would look like for you to have unlimited wealth, health, happiness, and a new paradigm and a new way of living.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back with Steve D'Annunzio, author and creator. He's worked with businesses, artistic projects, and all of them have the common theme of alleviating human suffering and improving the welfare of humanity, which is just not only a noble cause, but one that comes right from the heart. And if we all could create change, if we can work with an individual or with a company and they can create change, imagine what a different world this would be. And his work really deepens the connective relationships and the value received by everyone, by the stakeholders, increasing profitabilities for companies nationally, internationally, really worldwide. His work is just having this rippling effect of consciousness in business like never before. And it's just such a privilege to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Nicole.
Absolutely. So right before the break, we were talking about your book, Prosperity Paradigm, which I had the privilege of reading. And I was literally stunned. The amount of information in this book is riveting, and it's incredible because so much of what I've considered that I've known in business or that I just in relationships was completely either knocked out of the box by this book or opened in a brand new way. And I was able to see things in a different horizon and in a different conscious level in a visionary way. And I could actually see and grasp success just perfectly, like I've never done before. And so tell me about this book, because it's not like anything I've read in any financial industry. There is just so much soul and spirit and honesty and truth in there that you just are reading each page saying, okay, this is right. Somehow you just know that this is true and it's right.
Well, I started to realize that I had serious limitations when it came to the way I thought and the way I was raised. I believe we're raised with this cultural rule book that is actually quite limiting. And we were taught by our parents and our teachers who loved us, you know, this way of being that is actually quite limiting, that we're taught that that things are scarce. And the truth is that things are abundant, that people are abundant, that money is abundant, that the ability to create value is abundant, that there are plenty of people, there's plenty of time, there's plenty of food, there's plenty of help, there's plenty of opportunity. But we have this thing in our brain that this defect, for lack of a better term, that is very difficult to overcome. And I found a pretty clear way to transcend this belief system. And I just wrote a book about this basic premise of if you change your beliefs, it'll change your behavior. And when you change your behavior, you change your results. And that was the premise of the book and how the prosperity paradigm came about. Paradigms are belief systems. They're worldview belief systems. And when we hold a certain series of beliefs in our mind, we edit out everything else outside of that belief system. So even if there's abundance around us, if the mind is tuned in to look for what it already believes, it will edit out any other possibility. So literally we're walking around editing out these possibilities. And when you live in with a prosperity belief system, you start to see what's possible by editing prosperity beliefs into your life instead of out.
Mm. That's fantastic. When people hear this for the first time, I've watched people in an audience with you, and there's like a song in their heart. There's this overjoy that comes knowing not only that it's possible, but that there's a map and a way to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, people don't believe that they're editing things out. I had this experience once of this. It was really neat. I bought a brand new car, and it was an unusual car. And I had to order it. The one I wanted wasn't in stock. And when I drove my old car, because it was coming in a couple days, out of the parking lot, I noticed the first car that went by was that exact car. I'd never even seen it before. So I'm like, wow, that's really odd. How is it that I've never seen this car? I looked at the dealership, thought it was unique, and bought it. First car that goes by me on the road is it. I'm driving down the highway, and there's a car next to me. It cuts me off. It's the exact same car, meaning, not the one that I'd seen in the dealership, but the same make and model. I'm going, wow, that's twice in 5 minutes. I pulled into my driveway. My next-door neighbor's driving one, and finally I realized what happened. That car had been there all the time. All these cars had been around me, but my consciousness was not tuned to look for them. When I bought that car, it tuned my consciousness to look at things I had been missing. And I saw that, wow, these cars are really all around me. And so people are tuned to look for scarcity. They're tuned to look for negativity. Their consciousness is editing out what's all around them. When you change your consciousness to prosperity, shift your beliefs from scarcity beliefs to prosperity beliefs, the world changes.
That's just amazing. It's fantastic. And how does somebody, okay, I'm going to ask a couple questions here. First, how someone finds you to work with you, whether they're CEO or they're CFO or it's an entire company, because I know you've taken on, you know, entire companies to be able to shift and create change. And also, at what point does somebody find you? Is it when they bump into walls? Is when their business is down? Or is when they're just doing phenomenally well and everything is fantastic and they're just thinking there must be more, there could be more? What is the right time for somebody to call and say, Steve, SOS?
Well, we work by referral only. You know, we don't market intentionally. We only take a couple hundred people a year into our coaching programs because they're deep and they're intensive. So unlike many coaching programs that want to like reach the world and, you know, get thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, which I think is noble and admirable, we're looking for a small group of really committed and dedicated people. So it's really referral only.
Well, what a gift to be able to work with you. I mean, truly, because I know people whose businesses and their lives have just been absolutely changed. And I know I was looking at your bio, and it said something about the hidden defects mm-hmm. that hold us back from mm-hmm. creating that happiness and wealth. And as you're talking about the car and not even knowing what's around us, are there underlying things within a CEO or a CFO or in the company themselves that they're not seeing? What's not working? Or is it possible for somebody to think everything is great and grand when there are all these chains that are holding them back from their ultimate success?
Well, yeah, we have, you know, I mean, many people have heard of this term ego, but they don't recognize that the ego is a constant fear, doubt, worry mechanism that is making constant value judgments about everything and everyone, and most of them are erroneous. For instance, the ego-thinking mind tells you that the earth is inert and dead, but we actually know the earth is a living being. The ego-thinking mind tells you the earth is flat, but we know the earth is round. The ego-thinking mind tells you that we're walking on the earth and it's standing still, but in fact it's hurtling through space at 25,000 miles per hour per second. So, I mean, just there's three simple examples of how perception is not reality. That essence is reality, and the essence of these truths, these essential truths, physics has now proved. But you can see that if we just look at it with our own mind and the ego-thinking mind running the show, we're not really seeing the truth. So how many other things? You know, the ego-thinking mind says that seeing is believing. What we've experienced is that you must reverse that paradigm, that believing is see it, that you'll see it when you believe it. But we hear people say all the time, well, I'll believe it when I see it. And so they never see it, because their beliefs are so limited. And the defect is the ego. There's two aspects of it. So there's the pride aspect of it. Pride is the resistance to do what is right. Pride is the resistance to do the right thing. The interesting thing is everyone knows what the right thing is. But pride is the resistance to doing it. And ego is the cause of pride.
Just genius. Absolutely incredible. And just to see the effect and the shift and the change, just absolutely remarkable. And I know that we're jumping to break in just a minute, but as we go in, I know that you also produce creative endeavor projects and mm-hmm. that, you know, there's so many things that you've stepped into. And so when you see an artist or you see a business or you see an individual entrepreneur, is there something that just captivates you that you can see their vision and their future and all the infinite possibilities and a bridge in a way
yes.
to create that reality?
Yes, there is that. But really what it is I help them. No one knows their life like they know their life. I just act as a carrier frequency to help them see themselves differently beyond the limitations of their ego-thinking mind. But they actually know their life far better than I do. I just help them take the blinders off and see their own greatness more clearly. I also do something odd, which is to help them see the fears and the negativities and the problems and not hide from those problems, but actually face them. And how to, by facing problems and really making friends with fear, you dissipate the fear and go beyond the things that have been holding you back prior. Most people think that if they ignore the fear, it'll go away. The truth is, fear, that once you ignore it and it goes into hiding, it's really bad. But when you kill the monster while it's little, by facing it and looking at it directly, the truth is that most fears actually have a powerful point they're trying to make to you if you're willing to face your fear, make friends with fear, and then handle the problem that's really behind it.
That's great. And I've watched you give people keys and tools and steps. And in one sense, it seems so simple. If we just do this, and another, it seems so unbelievably exhilarating and exciting that if we just did this, our business could shift and change.
It's true, but the most terrifying thing is discipline. We think discipline. We've been taught by our parents, like, think about your parents would say, you know, I'm going to discipline her. She's being disciplined. The truth is that discipline is freedom. That discipline is an act of love. And the one principle that I bring to people is around discipline, and I call it hard easy, and it's really simple. Do the hard thing first, make the rest of your life easy.
I love your hard, easy principle, and I'd actually love to even dive into that when we come back.
Great.
And so as we jump to break, some more with Steve D'Annunzio here from Soul Purpose Institute, mission-driven advisor, really a conscious way to change your business, your underlying thoughts, your paradigms into health, into happiness, into wealth, into ultimate business success. And you really can have the kind of life you dreamed about. You really can have the kind of business you've dreamed about, or the kind of relationships, or even relationships within your business with the people that you're working with and
Absolutely.
How they step together. And so more we return here on Passionate Living on our new home on Times. I'm just so glad you're here.
Thanks
it's really
for having
nice
me. Glad to be here.
To have you here.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Times endeavor. Host your show with Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Steve D'Annunzio, acclaimed author and success coach. And I know when you talk about business, you talk about a win-win scenario that's powerful, purposeful, and profitable. And I love those three words together, powerful, purposeful, and profitable. And right before the break, you were talking about something that you share with people and called Heart Easy, which I think really accelerates that process or opens the door to that process. Could you talk a little bit more about that? Because
yeah.
I just absolutely love the concept.
So many people who struggle with success or accomplishing their goals see highly successful people and think they're doing something radically different. And what they're doing is one principle across the whole scheme of everything they are, everything they know, and everything they do. It's one degree more discipline. And it's the concept of, it's the principle called Heart Easy. And Heart Easy says, every second I face a decision and you face a decision. If I take what appears to be the hard path, and make the rest of my life easy. And I'm not asking people to always take the hard path in every single thing they're doing, but to one degree shift each and every day. And the one degree shift is something as simple as recognizing that if you're just one degree off, a mariner leaving, a sailor leaving Portugal, going to Miami, is only one degree off. Over the first mile, it's 1 inch. But over 2,000 miles, it's 50-mile difference. They'll miss the continent of North America and go to South America. So a one-degree shift is the difference between different continents. Now, if you correct one degree, it's the difference between failure and success. And that's what Heart Easy brings us.
It's great. It's absolutely brilliant. And I know that you recently expanded your business into Mexico, which I think is incredible. And your daughter, Alicia, was down there working and speaking Spanish, and it's so impressive. And so tell me about Mexico and what it's like to be able to take this into another culture and to connect the business and the business arm and the business success really from culture to culture, which really connects worldwide.
Yeah, Mexico's a unique place because if we think of the New World, we think of really three Americas. In North America, we're kind of inured and we have an ego about, you know, we're Americans. But the truth is, the whole Western Hemisphere is Americans. There's North America, there's South America, and there's Central America. North America, as great as she is stuck in the mind. South America is so heart-centered that they haven't turned on their mind. And in between this heart and mind, both kind of imbalanced, is Mexico, Central America. And so Mexico's in this position of really kind of waking up. Interestingly, in America, we've kind of lost our honor. We don't honor people anymore. And in Mexico, they haven't lost their honor, and they're waking back up to soul purpose and the spiritual possibilities that these principles can bring. So I was speaking at an event with 5,000 owners of financial services firm, and this elite event several years ago, and two of the men in the audience owned an agency, an insurance agency in Guadalajara, Mexico. They came up to me, bowed to me, you know, gave me this great honor, and said they would love to work with me, and we began working together. And though they ran an insurance company, they were and were students of Mission Driven Advisor, the other company, Soul Purpose Institute, was more compelling to them. And they came here to my home and said, we would love to open Soul Purpose Mexico. And so the Soul Purpose Institute is now branded in Mexico as Soul Purpose Mexico. And fantastic. What's happening there is amazing.
I love it. It's so brilliant. And I always ask when people are on the show is called Passionate Living. And so from a personal standpoint or from a business standpoint or from a global standpoint of success, what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
Doing what you love with people you love. That simple. Just doing what you love with people you love. The people that others would call clients are not my clients. They're my family, and they're my soul group. I mean, the great example of this is who I was just talking about, Juan Pablo and Rodolfo, who I met as clients, but have been guests in my home. I've been guests in their home. They're brothers to me. We're brothers. and we're lifelong friends. We've only known each other 3 years. So it's really, you know, I do what I love every single day. I absolutely love helping people. I absolutely love watching their lives grow using these principles and these laws. And, you know, again, it's doing what you love with people you love.
I'm glad that you said that, because it's such a perfect lead-in, I guess, to my next series of questions, because I know you also love music.
I do.
And that's been a really big part of your life.
And still is.
And right now you're working with an artist and getting his music out to the world, and mm-hmm. I know, and creating, which is also a soul purpose sound.
Yes.
For people. And can you talk a minute on that? Because I would love
sure.
to be able to talk about his work, especially as the holidays, because I always think about this time of year, and I think about all of the music and all of the angels, and there's just something about sound that opens doorways and pathways and hearts and spirits and souls like never before. And the fact that you're also part of literally bringing this vibration to the world of success and harmony, I just find wondrous.
Well, I think that music is one of these interesting things that bypasses the mind. And I'm a huge fan of the mind, but I also see the obstacle it can become, you know. The mind makes a terrible master, but a fabulous servant. And you can only master that mind from the point of spirit. And what music does is it really bypasses the mind and goes straight to spirit. I had this experience in Argentina where I was speaking in Buenos Aires, and we were invited into the home, 20 of the leaders at the symposium, and into the home of somebody who put on the dinner, and they spoke only Spanish and didn't speak English, but there was a guitar in the corner, and I picked up the guitar and I said, you know, may I play? Just like motioning with the guitar, and through the translator said, what kind of music do you like? And they said, Bob Marley. And I started playing Every Little Thing Is Gonna Be All Right, and instantly the whole group singing together. So the language barriers transcended. Somebody says Beatles, we sing Blackbird together. The music transcends differences, transcends language barriers, transcends political or religious barriers, and brings people above the mind, where all those things, all those little petty disagreements separate us, to a place of inclusion and oneness.
That's amazing. It truly is. And when people are working together, do you think that just having harmony of the heart allows people to get to that same level of consciousness?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a big question you've asked. Certainly, you know, harmony of the heart is a huge thing. These defects that we were talking about in the earlier segment, there's four main ones that separate us and out from our heart. The first is control. That when we feel out of control, we struggle to get in control. The second is being right. So when we can transcend these four major, you know, defects, control, being right, my way, desire, anger, victim, so on and so forth, the heart opens of its own. The heart opens of its own. It's the layers of ego that cover our heart up. And we can only remove these layers first by owning that we have them. And we can only do that by practicing these principles of love and these laws of love that we are speaking of.
Mm. It's so brilliant. And I know so many people that you work with are in service, mm-hmm. and service industries. But I find very often that we have glitches in being able to serve ourselves.
Yeah. Well, this is something that you saw one of the symposiums I did in New York City with this group of amazing people who serve 20,000. It's the largest charity in New York City, and they serve 20,000 developmentally handicapped and disabled young people every single day. And the work they do is amazing. And what I found the biggest contradiction for all these leaders was that while they're busy giving everybody care, they're not engaged in self-care. And so that's a great example of what you're talking about, that, you know, it's easy for people to, you know, go out there and serve others, but, you know, it's almost like the old quote, physician, heal thyself.
just genius, being able to literally breathe in, which I know you do with people, and take them inside themselves, and then be able to cycle that and circle that back out to the world, and really to be able to make those connections.
And I also work with people that are very, very difficult. So it's not all unicorns, rainbows, earth shoes, and knapsacks. You know, it's really some very hard, deep dive soul work. And like any birth, for those of you that have witnessed a birth, it's bloody, it's messy, it's difficult. It's deep dive soul work is painful. And that's why hard easy, you know, to have somebody who's been through the work. I think many of the listeners know that have worked with great spiritual teachers, that what a spiritual teacher does is takes you across barriers you couldn't cross without them. And so, you know, this is really, we're being a stand for people in the world, and that's what's so important about living their soul purpose. There are so many problems on this earth. And when someone does not live their soul purpose, the problem that they incarnated to solve goes unsolved. And so what's happened in the world is so few people are really daring to live their soul purpose, daring to be great, that all the problems they came into this world and incarnated to solve go unsolved. We've got a world just constantly brimming with problems. So it's really important to recognize it's not all fun. It's hard work. And then the minute you do the hard something, you see the existence of God in the everyday. The easy comes. The easy comes back to you, you know. It's just so fascinating to me how I've had this confirmed time and again. If you do your job, God's always doing hers. Hope I didn't piss anybody off by saying that.
No, that was wonderful. And I know we're jumping to break. And then when we come back, I would love to talk about this time of the year.
Yeah.
Because some people are taking their entire companies out to dinner. There's this joyousness and abundance. And then there are other people that are hanging so tight. They're afraid to buy gifts for somebody. They're afraid to shut down their business for one day. They're afraid that the holidays are going to literally throw them under the bus. And so I would love when we come back to talk about not only how to survive the holidays, but maybe some resolutions for the new year in business.
Love it.
More when we return with Steve D'Annunzio here on Passionate Living.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today. So you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Nicole Brandon, we are back with Steve D'Annunzio, acclaimed success coach, author, and certainly somebody that is changing the lives of businesses and companies worldwide. New paradigms of success, of wealth, of health, and of happiness. And it's just always a joy.
May I speak to something you just said?
Yes.
Because I just want the listener to know, I'm nobody special to you. I mean, you're so great. And what you do is so necessary in this world. And that if there's anything I can really say to any of the listeners, it's that any of the kinds of people that you hear and emulate as somebody that's successful are people that you're part of this crew. I mean, you're great. And as we move into this holiday season, and Nicole, you were talking before the break about the importance of the holidays. You know, when we think of the holy days are days to really not just think about spirit and love and higher possibilities, but for your life, a higher possibility. So I just want to remind you, you're great, and the world really needs your greatness. So if we can help in any way, let us know, please.
Oh, I'm so glad that you said that. And as we were talking right before the break, this is really a very vulnerable time of year for people.
Yeah, it is.
It's a blissful, euphoric, genuinely warm, wonderful time of year.
Well, it can be,
and
right?
It can be, and it also can be scary and treacherous, and a lot of people have memories of the past, maybe of a not-so-happy holiday time in their childhood or in their adult life, and people either are hanging tight to what they have and afraid to let go, or they're just on this unbelievable slide of generosity and love and lust and bliss and happiness and kind of heavenly everything. And so is there any advice for an entrepreneur or CEO or CFO during the holidays, or even an individual, or even a new way to make resolutions that make sense for business for the new year, or setting up your business for the new year, or your financial success or your happiness in your own life and world?
Yeah, just remind people that you're in some sort of leadership capacity and that how important they are, because people don't hear it enough and they really need it. And the people that work for leaders need love-driven leadership more today than ever before. And there's nothing that will help the folks that are the team and staff in companies to produce more than knowing that they're honored, appreciated, and loved. And when we do that, really, what are these, this time of year, it's really about love. That's really what it's about. But I want to make a distinction. Not love as an emotion. Interestingly, my experience is, and this might be controversial and weird, that love as an emotion is actually a very weak personal development tool. I'm talking about love as a way of being in the world. Love in this definition, choosing to be the greatest expression of your higher self. Choosing to be the greatest expression of your higher self. And the reason I say love as an emotion is a weak personal development tool is because, let's say you go out to meet someone new, a new client or a new person in your life, and for whatever reason they're having a bad day and you're being really loving and they just keep thwarting your intention to be nice to them. Well, pretty soon you're going to have two negative people. You're not going to be able to probably stand in the love. You're going to go, that guy was a jerk or whatever. So love is an emotion. If it's not responded to and reciprocated, creates upset when it's not responded to. And most people in this world have difficulty responding to love, especially in a business context or a holiday context, if you will, with employees and employers. But love as a way of being requires nobody else to participate, really. It's you choosing to be the greatest expression of your higher self.
I love that.
Love-driven
leadership.
As
you talk about love, I love that.
Oh, good.
That's great.
Well, you express it so well.
Thank you.
You do.
And what about resolutions? Because I know that in the past,
don't believe in them.
I was asked to write resolutions that you can keep. And I talked about...
Oh, I promise. Here's one I can keep. I'll never resolve anything again. No.
But I remember when I was writing that I was thinking about to go outside and to watch a sunset, to watch a fire, to be able to share, you know, your food, your resource, whatever that is, things that you can do that makes sense instead of saying I have to go to the gym every morning at 5 a.m., whatever that is. And so are there resolutions that you would suggest that people can keep in business to start their new year?
Yeah. You know, I think the first resolution is to really understand, as weird as this is going to sound, that you're always doing your best. Mm-hmm. And the minute you own, you know, resolve to accept and understand that you're always doing your best. The minute you do that, 1 degree better shows up. Because when you're loving and accepting that you're doing your best, it's as if you're opening a doorway for the universe to evolve your consciousness. One of the hardest things is how hard we are on ourselves. And at all given times, we are actually all doing our best. I don't think anybody I know ever woke up and said, I think I'm going to do my worst today. Everybody's really trying to do their best. And what I find is most people that I talk to that are really down on themselves, when they're in a place where they're down on themselves, one of the things I say, could you imagine if we had 7 billion people like you in this world? Crime would be over tomorrow because you're not a criminal. Murder would be over tomorrow. You're actually an amazing person. If we had 7 billion of you, and maybe while the world might be boring, it would be because everybody would be the same, you're a great person. And the minute they say, oh my, I said, am I exaggerating or isn't that true? Yes, it's true. So you're a great person. And if you could resolve anything, it's to be loving and gentle to yourself and be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
You're
That's
welcome.
Really wonderful. And I know as we're coming to the close of the show, you were talking about that you only work with a set number of people a year, so you really can devote your time, and then it's really by referral only. And so, you know, for those people that are out there now battling out and trying to make calls to see who knows you, that they can get referred in to work with you. But I know that you also speak to companies and corporations. So for somebody that would want to have you come speak at their company or to find you, what's the best way to do that?
Soulpurpose.institute or missiondrivenadvisor.com. You can just email and go into missiondrivenadvisor.com. And there's a way to contact us there, or you can go to soulpurpose.institute and contact us. And one of our wonderful, lovely, amazing soul purpose or mission driven advisors will contact you and talk to you personally, interestingly. So
that's great. That's
yeah.
Fabulous. And as we wrap up the show, since Christmas is about the children. And about our youth and about our kids and about...
I want to interview you on that
future.
Topic. Christmas is about the children. I love that. In what way? Oh, that's a different show.
Absolutely. But any last minute advice for young people looking to get into business that are just graduating high school or college, that are looking to step into the entrepreneurial or the business world? And before they begin, is there something that you would say, do this, or here's a mindset to put in your cap or in your heart or in your spirit and soul as you venture out into this world of business?
Yeah, follow your bliss. Your passions, your talents, your gifts are not accidental. They were put there by an infinite consciousness in your soul matrix to be cultivated and nourished. And when you do that, you cannot fail. It's virtually impossible.
Beautiful advice. Thank you for that. That's great. Well, it's wonderful having you here.
Thank you for
and
having me.
I look forward to having you back.
Can I say something to you?
Yes, of course.
Thank you for the amazing work you're doing in the world. I love your show. I've listened to your show, and I just think you're pretty great, too. So thanks for having me, and just keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
And the compliment. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm a fan.
Well, thank you. I'm a fan of yours as well. And for all of you who have been emailing me and calling me and Facebooking me, yes, you can get a copy of How to Lose Weight During the Holidays. I am happy to send it to you. Just send me an email at Nicole@NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com. I'm happy to send you the How to Lose Weight During the Holidays, and you absolutely can start the year with the body and life of your dreams. And if you would like a copy of tonight's show or any of our archive shows, feel free to send me a text message at 55678. Just a text to 55678, and the message is Nicole. And you'll get a free download of tonight's show and any archive over the past few years, because we're happy to share this information and get it out there. And I think it's so important to be able to have the keys and the tools and the secrets and the doorways and the pathways and the windows and all the ways to lead a successful life, an unbridled life, and a happy life, and especially at this time of year where it's all about holiday magic and making your dreams come true. And so we look forward to seeing you next week here on Passionate Living and Thursday on Hourglass Bride at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And for all of you out there, from Steve D'Annunzio and myself, we are wishing you a happy holiday and a safe holiday, a joyous, wonderful, blessed
holiday. And your best year ever. And to anyone, listening, if you wanted any kind of free coaching call just to see what it would be like to engage in your soul purpose, we will absolutely offer anybody listening a free coaching call. And all you have to do is just email jim@soulpurposeinstitute.com, jim@soulpurposeinstitute, to one of my personal assistants, and he will schedule a coaching call with one of our master coaches for you as a gift.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. Well, that's a very special holiday present for everybody out there.
You're welcome.
So wishing you a wonderful holiday, Steve D'Annunzio and Nicole Brandon from Passionate Living. We'll see you next week here. And wishing you a very passionate life. What is the new paradigm of your prosperity and your success? It's just around the corner, waiting for you to start your new year.
The Real Conscious Connection.
From Feature Story News.